We continue our learning. We're increases. Perakei Mishnah Beis. The person who gets hana from Hekdesh B'Shogeg gets benefit from something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash and he does it B'Shogeg. He's chayv to bring a karban Asham Me'ilos. One of the Ashamos, one of the guilt offerings is the Asham Me'ilos. In addition to that, he has to pay back the value that he benefited from the Beis HaMikdash, pay that to the Beis HaMikdash, and add on a chomesh, add on a fifth. Rabbi Akiva is mechadesh something. Rabbi Akiva has a novelty, and he says like this: if you have a case of Safek Me'ilos, Rabbi Akiva mechayev al Safek Me'ilos Asham Tali. The Asham Tali, which we typically bring when we have a Safek, whether we are chayev or karban chatos or not, and that protects us. Rabbi Akiva extends that even to an Asham Me'ilos, that you bring an Asham Tali if you have a Safek whether you got Hana from Hekdesh. So, you bring an Asham Tali to protect you. Where did you learn this from? Thought Asham Tali is just for a Safek Karban Chatas, because the Parsha of Asham Tali comes immediately after the Parsha of Asham Me'ilos, the Parsha of the Asham brought when you violate Me'ilah, getting Hana from the Beis HaMikdash. And Asham Tali begins, V'im Nefesh Ki Sechata. So we say that Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon, the Vav connects the Parsha of Asham Tali to the previous section, which is Asham Me'ilos, to teach us that just like when it comes to the Asham, just like when it comes to recovering Chatas, we bring an Asham Tali when we have a Safek. So too, when it comes to Asham, when it comes to Me'ilah, we also bring an Asham Tali when we have a Safek. That's why there's a Vav connecting the Asham Tali to the previous paragraph of the Asham Me'ilos. The Chachamim Potrim, the Chachamim say no. Asham Tali is reserved only for a Safek Chatas, will be shogeg, but Me'ilah, you don't bring an Asham Tali. If you violated Me'ilah for sure, so then you bring you bring the Asham Me'ilos. But you're not going to bring an Asham Tali when there's a Safek Me'ilah. One explanation for the Chachamim is based on a Gzeira Shava, a connection between two Psukim, a Pasuk when it comes to a Karban Chatas, and when it comes to the Pasuk about Asham Tali. It says, V'im Nefesh Ki Sechata, this is the Pasuk we quoted before, V'im Nefesh Ki Sechata V'asasa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Asher Lo Seyasena. So that is in the Parsha of Asham Tali. It uses the word Mitzvos. And it says when it comes to Karban Chatas, it says, V'im Nefesh Achas Techeta Bishkaga Me'am Ha'aretz Ba'asosa Achas Mi'mitzvos Hashem Asher Lo Seyasena. So we have the word mitzvos when it comes to Asham Tali, the word mitzvos when it comes to a chatas, and therefore we learn mitzvos. When are you chayav an Asham Tali on something for which you'd be chayav a karban chatas if you're sure that you did it? Asham Tali is where you did it b'safek. So that's really the Chachamim's opinion. Then the Mishnah says that Umode Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, who is the one who had this novelty that you bring an Asham Tali, where you have a Safek Me'ilah, where Safek, whether I got enough from the Beis HaMikdash, you bring an Asham Tali, he admits, She'enu Mevi Es Me'ilah, so Ad Shetis Vada Lo, V'yavi Ima Asham Vada. Which means, according to Rabbi Akiva, when you bring your Asham Tali, because you have a Safek, whether you got enough from the Beis HaMikdash, all you bring is the Asham. You don't have to pay the Beis HaMikdash anything. Right now, it's unclear. We're uncertain whether you're chayiv a Karban Me'ilah or not, an Asham Me'ilah. So therefore, you don't have to pay anything. You don't have to pay the money and add a Chomesh. When would you do that? When Tis Vada, when you find out that you, in fact, you really violated Me'ilah, and then you'll bring the Yavima Asham Vada. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Amar Rabbi Tarfon's, and Ma'ala Zeh Mevi Shtei Ashamos. Why should a person have to pay all this money and pay and buy and get two Ashamos? Bring first an Asham Tali, and then when he finds out an Asham Vadai, I have a better idea. Elo Yavi Mi'ila V'Chomsha. You know what you should do? Bring the money that potentially you would owe. You have a Safek, whether you owe it or not. And of course, the Chomish as well, the extra fifth. The Yavi Asham Bishtei Sloim. And buy the cheapest Karban Asham worth two Selah, two Shekel, because the Torah says in Vayikra Hei, Be'er Kecha Kesef Shkalim. So what the minimum amount spent on a Karban Asham has to be two sela, two shekel. V'yomar, and he should say like this. Im vadai, you can make a tanai, make a stipulation here. Why bring two ashamas? You bring a carbon asham, get the cheapest carbon asham, two sela, and say the following. Im vadai ma'alti, if it was certain for sure that I violated me'ila, zo me'ila, si v'ze ashami. Here is the me'ila money. I'm bringing my money right now with the chomesh. And this is my carbon asham. This is my asham me'ilos. So this way I cover myself. And if not, so then vim suffik hamos nedava. And let's say what? No, it's a suffik, meaning I wasn't for sure chayav, but rather it's a situation of suffik. So then hamos nedava, the money that I'm giving is just a donation. V'hasham talui, and this is a karmon asham talui. Shemi minshu who mevi al hoda, mevi al lo hoda, because the same species, same animal. That you bring where you know what you did, you bring on in terms of me'ila, you may be aloha that you bring in this suffix situation as well. Now, why doesn't he say if I'm chayav, if I'm not chayav? So the answer is if he's not chayav, he's not chayav karban hashem at all. What he's saying is like this. If for certain I am going to be chayav, it'll become known that I'm chayav, so this is my karban hashem me'ilos, and here's the money. And if suffik means it always remains a suffik and we never become certain what it is, and that would be mechayiv me in asham talui, according to Rabbi Akiva. So here's my asham talui, and here's the money that I pay. Now, the assumption here is that, according to Rabbi Tafron, is that you're saving money. The idea is, why should I bring two, even what I violate from Ela? Okay, so I got hanaf from the Beis HaMikdash, $10 worth. Okay, but the two, or let's say one sela worth, or a dinar worth, whatever it is, a small amount of money. So why should I have to bring two carbon of sashim? That's a lot more expensive. I'd rather pay the Beis HaMikdash money for the me'ila, for that which I violated, and add on a fifth, rather than buy another animal. Because the animals are expensive. The animals are two sela. So let me bring one animal and kill two birds with one stone. I have the same carbon asham, could act as an asham talui or act as the asham me'ilos. So that's the suggestion of Rabbi Tarfon. Either way, the halacha follows the chachamim, that we don't bring an asham talui on a safek me'ila. Nonetheless, Perakei Mishneh Gimel is a continuation of this conversation. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Tarfon, Nirim divarecha b'me'ila me'uta, which means that you're right. Your words make a lot of sense if the suffik me'ila, that which I got out from the Beis HaMikdash, is very little, a small amount of money. So then it makes a lot of sense. The karbanos are a lot more money than the money you got hana from. So if you pay the money up front, and if the money you don't owe, it's going to be in a dover, it's a donation. Okay, that's fine. It's better than having to pay for two animals. But what about Haresha Ba Al Yado Sfek Me'ila B'mei Amana? Let's say the Sfek Me'ila you're speaking about is 100 mana. Money is 100 zuz, is 100 dinar. Mei Amana, 100 times that. That's a lot more than two sela that the animals cost. So you would rather bring two animals where I don't have to pay the money up front, or at least one animal right now, where I wouldn't have to pay the money up front. I'd rather bring an asham tali without the money, and then have to worry about potentially bringing the asham vadai, the asham ilos later on. Lo yafe lo she yavi asham shtei sloim, val yavi safek me'ila b'mei amaneh. Right? Is it not better for him that he bring an asham vadai, a definitive asham, an asham me'ilos later on, when in fact we find out for certain that he owes, assuming we do find out, rather than now have to pay the money up front and say, well, if I don't owe the money, this is a donation. That's a very big donation. He'd rather not have to do that. If it remains a suffix, then all he had to do was pay two sela to bring an asham talui, and the asham talui protects him, and maybe it'll remain a suffix. He'll never have to pay the money and never have to buy an asham me'ilos. So, says Rabbi Akiva, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying, Rabbi Tarfon, if the me'ila is a small amount of money, but if the suffik me'ila is a lot of money, so then he'd rather not have to pay the money up front. So that's what he says. Lo yafe lo she yavi asham shtei sloim, val yavi suffik me'ila b'mei money. He doesn't want to pay all that money, suffik me'ila, 100 money worth. Ha, then the Mishnah says, Hamoder Rabbi Akiva l'Rabbi Tarfona b'Meila Mu'etes. In fact, the Mishnah points out that the author of the Mishnah says Rabbi Akiva in fact agrees with Rabbi Tarfon. He admits to him that if in fact the Me'ila is a small amount of money and it's worth it for him to pay that money up front, and which maybe would be in a dover rather than have to buy an extra asham, so then Rabbi Akiva in fact admits to Rabbi Tarfon. But when it comes to Me'ila Meruba, Rabbi Akiva disagrees that it's not worth it for him to do such a thing. Then the Mishnah says another example. I have a woman who had a miscarriage. It's not clear whether the miscarriage is something for which is chayav a carbon, whether it's considered a leida, or maybe it's not chayav a carbon at all. So what do you do in such a case? So she brings the keves la'ola. Remember, she normally a yoledes has something, a keves la'ola, and a bird lechatas, and if she can't afford, so she can bring two birds, one ola and one chatas. So she, what does she do? She brings a, she has to bring keves laola, and she makes a, and she makes it tonight. That if I had, if the mass, the miscarriage was a real birth, so then this ola is a carbon chova, and if not, this is an olas nedava. What do you do with the chatas ha'of, though? The carbon chatas she has to bring, you can't bring a chatas as a nedava. So what do you do? She brings the chatas ha'of out of a suffek, but the chatas cannot be eaten, and we learn this all the way back in the first parak. But the mystery here says, ha'isha she'ivia chatas of suffek, she has this suffek miscarriage situation, suffek leida. Well, she had a miscarriage, it's suffek whether it has the status of a birth or not. So she brings the chatas ha'of out of a suffek, and the Mishnah says, "Im ad shelo nimlaka no dala sheyalda vaday." Let's say before they even did the malika on that bird chata, she realized that in fact, it was a real birth. It had the miscarriage had the status of a birth. So, what should that animal become? That bird tasena vaday. Very simple. All of a sudden, magic. That bird could become a vadai chatas bird. Why? Because she was bringing it as a suffolk a second ago before she realized that, in fact, someone said, the rabbi said that, in fact, that miscarriage has the status of a real birth. Doesn't matter. It's the same type of bird you bring as a suffolk as you bring as a vadai. Shemi min shi mi via alohoda, the min species of bird she brings, a Torah or b'nei yonah that she brings for that chatas, which she doesn't know when it's a suffolk, mivia alhoda, she brings in such a case as well. So the ben yonah or the tor is the same thing. So similar, with just borrowing the idea that Rabbi Tarfon said, the same animal that you bring as an asham for an asham taloi, you would bring in a case of an asham vadai, asham ilos. So we have this option of this tanai. So just pointing out that the same thing would be true when it comes to a woman who was bringing a chatas bird as of a suffek. So if she realized that before the malika was done that it's a vadai, so then all of a sudden, so now let the kohen do the malika, and that can come the vadai bird because it's the same bird that's brought, whether it's a suffek or a vadai.